The voices of Delmarva are as diverse as our landscape. Today, we meet 60-year-old Don Manyfeathers of the Lenape tribe, who came to Delmarva around 15 years ago. She reflects on what it means to be a Native American.
I follow the Red Road. And the Red Road is, we are a spiritual people. We are not religious per se. We are spiritual people. That doesn't mean we worship rocks and trees, which a lot of people think we do. But we will ask for what we need from, like if I'm making a pine needle basket, I will go to the grandfather tree, the largest one, give some tobacco as an offering. And I will stand there and I will ask the tree with myself open, my hands open, looking up toward the Creator, and say, may I please have pine needles to make a basket with, which gives purpose to my gathering. And I'll wait. If I feel a cool breeze come over me, it means come back another day. If I feel a warm breeze come over me, that means yes. So then I pass the next 7 good trees and start gathering beyond that. Those first 7 trees that I passed up are for the next 7 generations. And that's the way we gather. And when we make the basket, we state the purpose when we gather, but we also state the purpose again. If it's for someone, every stitch you put some love into it. And when you give it to that person, then it's already made with love. And when they handle it or see it, it's good medicine. Medicine's not only for the mouth, it's for the heart. If we go somewhere like to the beach, we have a good time. We may pick up a pebble or a shell, put it in the bag. We go for a walk in the woods. We pick up a little piece of stick or a feather, put it in the bag. Then when we have those days when nobody likes me, everybody hates me, I'm feeling down, we feel these bumps in the bag. And, oh, that's that shell I picked up, and you feel better. You feel better. It makes you feel really good. So that's the medicine for the heart. But it's very, very rude to ask a Native American, what's in your bag? Because it's a very personal thing. That's what makes me happy.
How did you start becoming an herbalist?
My grandmother told me. I mean, we get a bee sting. She's like, go over there and pick that plant, which is plantain. Crunch it up, put it on there, it takes the sting away immediately. One of the things we grew up drinking was sassafras tea, which my mom used to make root beer from it, because that was the first flavoring for root beer. And sassafras is abundant here. And, you know, that's something that we use like a antifreeze. You drink it in the summer to thin your blood so you don't get hot as fast, and you drink it in the winter to thicken your blood so you don't get cold as fast. I can take you right outside of this studio and show you many plants that are here that you would call a weed, but I would call a food. Some are indigenous and some are not, like dandelions. Dandelions are not indigenous to the United States. They were brought here by the European as a food source, and every part of that plant can be used, every part. Some medicinal, some not. The root, if it's roasted brown and ground up, it can be used as a coffee substitute without caffeine. But it's also a diuretic, which removes water from your system. So there's a lot to work with here, and I love it. I love it.
Do you have a story or an event that has happened either in your childhood or since you moved here to Delmarva that would illustrate to people who are listening what it's like to be a Lenape?
I smoked cigarettes for 36 years. I'm an old woman. And then I woke up one day and I said, you know, my family was begging me to quit and this, that, and the other, and hard, you know, stone hard smoker here. So I woke up one morning and I said, you know what? Tobacco is one of our 4 sacred herbs. The other 3 being sage, cedar, and sweetgrass. All right. And I'm like, we give tobacco as offerings when we need something, when we want something to come to us, when we want to thank the Creator for different things. then I said to myself, am I that sacred I've got to give myself an offering 20, 30 times a day? That would make me more sacred than the Creator. And right that minute, I quit. No more smoking.
Dawn Manyfeathers, one of the many voices of Delmarva. This is Chris Rank. To hear that story again, please visit delmarvapublicradio.net.